This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for staying with us. It is 7:37 in the morning, 2nd of December. I'm Koo Soo Chong with Philip C. Now, on to our expensive food and grocery bills, which seem to be ratcheting up on a scary level every single day. Now, the reason it could be because of the food for our plants, which are obviously fed by fertilizers. And over the past year, the prices for fertilizers have surged by around 200%, and it's hurting the farmers.
Right. Yesterday's Reuters sources revealed that in India, where the agriculture sector accounts for 15% of the economy, the government is planning to increase fertilizer subsidies to a record of more than $20.64 billion, which is close to a double the amount from a year ago. And also for coffee lovers out there, expensive fertilizers are causing farmers to curb yields in order to reduce the already record high prices of coffee beans. So as the Fed chief has suggested on the retirement of the word transitory for inflation, is the fertilizer crisis part of the problem?
So to explain this conundrum, we now turn to Chris Lawson, head of fertilizers for CRU Group. Chris, thank you for talking to us. Now, fertilizer prices at or near record highs, what gives?
Yeah, thanks for having me. There's a number of different reasons for this. In the nitrogen sector, it's because of very high gas prices, which has been a result of some weather events, but also the crisis that's engulfing Europe at the moment. In the phosphate market, it is due to, again, some supply issues across the world, but more recently due to China raising its export barriers. China exports 25 to 35% of global phosphate exports, and it has favoured its home market over the international markets. And in potash, again, some supply issues which have been a result of COVID, but also some sanctions on Belarus, which are spooking that market somewhat. And all of that is combined with strong agricultural commodity markets, which has led to very strong demand. So that's essentially what's causing it in a nutshell.
So, Chris, can I just ask the million-dollar question? Is this really transitory? Do you see prices continuing to increase in 2022?
Yeah, so we have the view that prices are going to continue increasing at least into the first quarter of next year. At the very least, they're not going to drop in that period. We do expect a correction in the market. We don't expect things to drop like a stone anytime soon, but we are expecting a correction further into 2022, particularly in the second half of the year.
So how bad can it get? You know, how does it all end? Does it end with perhaps, you know, government going further into debt to subsidize farmers? Does it end with you know, potentially the rich poor divide getting wider? Chris, what does your business intelligence tell you?
Yeah, so there is inevitably going to be some demand destruction from these higher prices, and that demand destruction, unfortunately, is going to be in those less developed economies and where fertilizer is a larger share of a farmer's kind of total costs. That's where the markets are. They're the markets that are going to be most sensitive, and that they're markets such as Africa, such as Southeast Asia, and those kind of locations. So that is, you know, it's still up for debate how much of an impact that ultimately has on yields. There's many, many variables that have an impact on crop yields. It's not just fertilizers. And that's something that's very, very important to consider all this. We're not getting too apocalyptic with our view and the kind of long-lasting effects on food security. But yeah, it is certainly a little bit scary at the moment. But like I said, we're not getting too apocalyptic on that yet.
Yeah, and Chris, of course, sitting as you do in London, you might or might not be aware that emerging agriculture around the world, Malaysia included, does suffer from fertilizer issues in terms specifically of you know, procurement malpractices and for example, fertilizer pilferage. Would that be one possible solution in terms of better governance so that, you know, in terms of utility, they're much more efficient?
This is something that is being raised at the moment. It's fair to say fertilizers is quite a niche market, and it's having its time in the media spotlight right now and has been for the last few months. Like I said, this is a result of a real perfect storm of events in terms of supply disruptions, very strong demand, and you know, we ultimately do expect that to ease and for fertilizer to eventually move away from the spotlight. the fertilizer industry generally is very well supplied in terms of the capacity that is out there. But because of the different issues that have gone on over the last 18 months or so, that capacity hasn't been able to respond as quickly to the demand that's been out there and to these higher prices. But that capacity is, for the most part, still there. And there is going to be a bit of a correction in demand. So, again, we don't think there's any requirement at this stage for the knee-jerk policy reaction.
And can we parse that out a bit? Because I think you're implying to that basically intersection between yields where market demand softens versus higher fertilizer prices, right, which will increase cost. So there must be this intersection between price and cost. Which crops are likely to hit that intersection first?
It's a great question. And it's also a matter of the different nutrients that you're looking at. So, and that matters for crops as well. So for nitrogen fertilizer, for example, we see nitrogen as a very inelastic product. Farmers are very, very rarely going to cut back on their nitrogen applications. Where they're more likely to cut back is on their phosphate applications and their potash applications. And so that's where, the bigger, I guess, those phosphate and potash consuming crops probably have a little more risk around them. And so that is things such as soybeans and some of those other kind of vegetable type crops that are out there.
Yeah, these compromises have been discussed and offered as possible, responses by market analysts. Chris, is it possible that we might see crop yields decline, you know, in the near future because farmers are cutting usage because of these high prices?
We still think that is too early to call. There's lots of scaremongering out there at the moment around demand destruction. We see some of that pressure certainly setting in, but we just don't know how much it has set in yet. We know in the more developed agricultural markets that there's a lot of noise being raised around these higher input costs, but farmers are still paying up. So again, we do think some of those concerns around yields are perhaps a little bit overblown. Again, it's very much a risk that is there. But that's kind of how we're seeing things in the moment.
Okay, Chris, thank you so much for the time. That was Chris Lawson, Head of Fertilizers at CRU Group, talking about how the possible implications of this crazy inflationary pressures on fertilizers and as a result of the food that we see on our table.
Yeah, I think the issue you have specifically with food is for all other goods, you always tend to attribute it to logistics and supply, right? That always is usually the culprit. But with food, it's not only that, it's also the feedstock that's necessary to feed it, right, which is fertilizer. And he was marking out the prices into three types, potash, nitrogen, and phosphate. And all three have different reasons why they're increasing in such high rates. Like if you see the numbers, nitrogen is up 277%, phosphate 140%. It's incredible increases in fertilizer cost.
Yeah, and he was quite diplomatic in terms of how it all ends. And he was saying, quote unquote, he didn't want to be too apocalyptic.
Yeah.
But it's not difficult to see that it can be a bit apocalyptic because it's food prices, right? And with people already struggling from the after effects of COVID, they can't afford a lot of things, right? So if you cannot put food on your table, and the government cannot allow, more subsidies because they themselves are broke, it might end in tears. I mean, that's the thing.
This is the debate, right? Like, do you follow India's pathway where you subsidize at the fertilizer, which is upstream, or do you basically do price controls, right, with respect to downstream with food prices? But then you end up making
the
business
more sustainable.
You can't do price controls. Exactly, right?
Producers will go out of business.
They go out of business, right, which is actually the root cause with what's happening in Malaysia. Nobody wants to get into agriculture business if you put these price controls in place.
Yeah, so inflation and how it's not transitory, it's being reverberated all around the world, including in Malaysia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.